The U.S. Coast Guard dropped its charges against Lieutenant Lance Leone today. The Sitka-based Coast Guard aviator was facing charges of negligent homicide and destruction of government property in connection with the 2010 helicopter crash. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Leone's attorney said his client was ecstatic upon hearing the news that the charges have been dropped.
This is the beginning of a new chapter for him.
John Smith.
Probably one of the most difficult things he's going to have to do is to really be able to do that thing that he loves to do again. It's been quite a while since he has flown in or piloted an aircraft, and I'm hoping that he is going to be able to go to retraining soon. Pass that retraining and look forward to a new assignment in the Coast Guard, flying and rescuing people in accordance with the Coast Guard mission.
Leone was the co-pilot aboard Coast Guard Helicopter 6017 when it struck some wires between the mainland and an island near La Push, Washington on July 7, 2010. The crash killed the chopper's pilot, Lieutenant Sean Kruger, along with aviation maintenance technicians Brett Banks and Adam Hoke. The crash was investigated by the Coast Guard, and Leone believed he had been cleared. He was on his way to train for a return to flight when the charges were announced in September. The charges came as a surprise to him and to many of his supporters in Sitka, where memorial signs still hang throughout the city's downtown. But retired Colonel John Farr, a former military attorney now in private practice in Anchorage, says he understands why Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo, the commander of Coast Guard District 17 in Alaska, pursued the charges as far as he did.
For the sake of good order and discipline, I'm sure he needed to feel like he didn't leave any stone unturned.
Farr says the military operates on a culture of discipline and accountability. He said the decision not to head to trial didn't surprise him, but neither did the decision to investigate the charges in the first place.
The commander pursued the charges basically down a blind alley and reached the end of the road and said, well, okay, we really can't go any farther than that. There just isn't the proof there.
Ostebo's decision lines up with a recommendation made by Captain Andrew Norris, the officer who presided over a December hearing of the Coast Guard's evidence in the case. Norris did not say Leone was blameless in the flight, but he did say that the Coast Guard could not draw clear links between Leone's actions and the crash. In a statement, Ostebo said his decision was based on a review of the evidence from December's hearing and that Leone's actions do not merit a court-martial. Ostebo said that Coast Guard operations are inherently dangerous and that, quote, the deaths of three Coast Guardsmen and the circumstances warranted the fullest investigation into the charges against Leone. Still, Farr says there are administrative sanctions that could still apply, such as a letter of reprimand. That would make it very difficult for Leone to get back into the cockpit.
Of course, bear in mind that the Coast Guard of 2012 is something that could be different than the Army that I was in years ago. So things do change, policies change, but from what I know about the military, this put him in a hole, and it may not be something he can climb out of.
Lieutenant Veronica Colbath is a spokeswoman with the Coast Guard in Alaska. She says there's still some investigation ongoing and confirms that administrative sanctions are still possible. And she says the charges were dismissed without prejudice, which means if new information comes to light, they could be reinstated. She said more information on the investigation is likely due out in the next couple weeks. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.